If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's time for us to check in with one of our favorite people. Yes, that's right, the managing editor of The Takeout. We're going to do food talk. It's Marnie. Hey, Marnie Schur, how you doing?
Hi, John. I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Had a fine dinner this evening.
What was it?
I have no idea. I haven't had it. I was just making food talk. I don't know.
Well, I had a great dinner, so, you know, that's one of us.
Okay. Well, we're talking food, right? I mean, that's what the whole deal is. And you're the managing editor of The Takeout, and, you know, we've had you on before, and it's always good. And there's a couple of things that we can get to here. And one of them is like an oxymoron to me. And that is vegetarian eggs. How can... Wait a minute. I mean, this is like... The last time I looked, an egg comes from a chicken.
That's
so
right.
that in itself would disqualify it as vegetarian, would it not?
Well, it depends on what kind of diet you're on, because if you are strictly a vegetarian who doesn't eat the meat of an animal, you might say, I'll eat eggs because it's coming from an animal, but it's, you know, not technically the meat of an animal. Vegetarian eggs. I don't know that a lot of people know about this product. At least I certainly did not until I recently saw them at the grocery store. But vegetarian eggs is kind of a misnomer. What it means is that they are vegetarian-fed chickens. So the chickens themselves who lay the eggs follow a vegetarian diet. And this is to help people who, you know, want to make sure that the eggs they're eating don't have any of the animal feed that chickens sometimes eat. But what I didn't know is just what a can of worms this opens up for everyone from the egg producers to animal rights enthusiasts and everyone in between.
What are some of the things that have, what are some of the red flags that those various people are raising?
So proponents of vegetarian eggs are, they say that, you know, the chickens have lower cholesterol because they're not eating animals. And if they have lower cholesterol, and if they're not being exposed to meat, they don't have to take certain antibiotics. On the other hand, when they don't eat meat, you know, we might not think of it this way, but chickens actually, they're omnivores. They do like meat because it offers them protein. And so when they don't have enough protein, they need to be fed synthetic protein. And so then the idea that your chicken is now more natural is kind of defeated, right? So it's a big circular debate, and I don't know where anyone stands on it. But what I do know is the egg board assured us that there's no difference in flavor between the two eggs.
How about cost?
I do think there might be slight added cost with vegetarian eggs, but the fact is all eggs right now are so expensive, you probably can't tell the difference.
No, I know eggs are expensive. And so, you know, adding the quote-unquote vegetarian egg, I can't imagine that it would be less, because the infrastructure for producing a vegetarian egg, I would assume, is not to the level of just a regular old hen house and people laying eggs. Not people, but chickens laying eggs. I mean, you know, you've got to do a whole thing to the feed that you give this chicken that's going to lay this quote-unquote vegetarian egg. Wow.
And you really have to make sure that they're not out in the yard eating bugs, because they'll find the protein if they want it. They'll sneak it.
Hey, what's this thing in my vegetarian egg? Wow. So these are in the stores. I'll have to start looking. I mean, is there a noticeable difference in packaging from regular eggs, or a big, you know, a big
Not
sign?
Really.
No.
Not so much. The eggs look the same. The egg board assures us that they taste the same,
yeah.
And they're in pretty similar packages. But I'm sure that if you look closely, there's at least one brand carrying them at your store.
So what do the so you say that the egg board assures us that they taste the same? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep. No.
What do the egg producers have to say about this?
It seems to be a difference in marketing, but for example, Purdue Farms says on its website that eliminating animal byproducts from chicken feed, you know, it means that they can lower antibiotics and the chickens won't have as many potential diseases. So there's a lot of good things you can say about that product if you want to sell that product, for sure.
Gotcha. Well, it looks like it's it might be here to stay. I'll start looking around for some vegetarian eggs. We're talking to Marnie Schuer, managing editor of The Takeout, and we're moving on to another topic. And, you know, if it isn't, what is that expression? If it's not broke, don't fix it, or something along those lines? Subway is changing their classic sandwiches. Why would they do that?
Well, ideally, to make them even better than before. That's the
hope. Yeah.
And we're actually hearing from people who have tried the new sandwiches that they are a lot better, noticeably. Subway's been making some interesting changes. For one thing, they're trying to get more stores to freshly slice the meat when you come in instead of using pre-sliced cold cuts. Now, that makes a big difference in the taste of a sandwich.
Right.
And they're using rotisserie chicken instead of that. You know, some might call suspicious cubed chicken that's on a lot of the sandwiches now.
Can I have one of your sandwiches with that suspicious chicken, please? Yeah.
Suspicious cheaper, chicken. I guess. they've got a menu called the Subway Series. You might have seen the ads for this because they have every athlete known to man on these commercials. But it's a very high-profile menu upgrade. So they're basically just putting more of the classic sandwiches into that upgraded menu and doing little things like adding more cheese and maybe, you know, changing out the ingredients slightly. Fewer of those watery cucumbers on everything. Little changes like that that they hope make a big difference.
You know, I'm looking at an article about this, and one of the things that strikes me as actually pretty cool marketing is adapting current trends to the name of a sandwich. For instance, the Pickleball Club. I mean, pickleball has been, I don't know how many times it's been talked about over the past couple of years. Some people say it's the fastest growing sport in America. Obviously, the marketing people over at Subway decided, you know, this is something we can apply to one of our sandwiches. What's in a pickleball club?
You're right. They must be overjoyed that America's fastest growing sport has the word pickle in it. Because the pickleball club, it has ham, bacon, American cheese, and lots of pickles, and a honey mustard sauce. So I think only the pickles really give it the pickleball name and theming, but it works and it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and I really do like the name. I mean, I'd go in there and I would order a pickleball club just so I could say it, because I think it's a really cool marketing idea. Now, are these
definitely
so? There's 12 signature sandwiches in 4 categories. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a little confusing at first, but it does kind of make sense when you go to the In past years, when you went to Subway, you'd probably do a build-your-own option. And
right.
You can still do that. But now what they want to do is offer plenty of pre-made stuff. So it's 12 sandwiches, and you can get them in the categories of cheesesteaks, Italianos, chicken, and clubs.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't really mean anything on its face, but once you see all the sandwiches in each list, it starts to make sense.
Right. And I'm guessing that also, it says here in the article that these 12 sandwich, this lineup will expand to 18. I mean, are they redoing the whole thing from top to bottom?
That's really what they want to try to do. And part of the reason they're trying to do all that is because they are trying to be sold. You know, they're gussying themselves up for sale. So they want to look vital and they want to look splashy. And this is one way to do it.
Well, I'm no marketing expert in, or know much about finance, but why do they want to sell it?
You know, I think their reasons have been semi-obscured, but right now is the moment. Subway has been slipping in the rankings for years as America's, you know, top fast food chain.
Right, right.
And in the past year and a half, they have gained huge ground back by sort of doing these menu upgrades and making small changes like freshly slicing the meat. And so all these things have really put them in a solid position, and I think that they're just trying to strike while the iron's hot.
Interesting that all of this is being done to increase its value so they can sell it. What if it becomes so popular they want to keep it? I mean, would that be a possibility?
I don't know. I mean, they want $10 billion for it.
Oh, whoa, whoa, man, that's a lot of pickleball sandwiches, I'm telling you. $10 billion? Really?
And they are convinced they're worth it, you know? And so this is all part and parcel of proving to America that they're worth it, too.
Interesting story. And as usual, your stories are very interesting. Thank you so much for being with us. It's Marnie Shure, managing editor of The Takeout and Food Talk. Marnie, thanks for being with us, and bon appetit.
Thank you so much.
You betcha.